AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama in China, where the G20 summit just ended, says the U.S. and Russia have not given up on negotiations that could ease the bloodshed in Syria. But he admits there's a trust gap between the two powers.
The faster we can provide some relief to folks on the ground, the better off we're going to be.
Reporters at his news conference last hour asked him about San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand for the national anthem before games. The president worried aloud about our military men and women and what they're thinking.
That is a tough thing for them to get past, to then hear what his deeper concerns are.
Kaepernick says he's protesting racial injustice. The president says Kaepernick has a constitutional right to protest and is generating conversations about topics that need to be discussed. President Obama is on his way to Laos now.
Look, symbolically, this is important. I'll be the first U.S. president to visit Laos.
The president says he hopes to make progress in accounting for missing U.S. service members from the Vietnam War. The final day of the long holiday weekend may be a bust for swimmers and surfers along the East Coast. A storm is keeping them out of the water because of its dangerous waves and rip currents. The National Hurricane Center's John Kanjaloski.
Hermine's not expected to make landfall, but it is forecast to get a little closer to the coastline later on during the day today, Monday, and then be at its closest point of approach Tuesday night or early Wednesday.
States all along the eastern seaboard have emergency preparations in place. No Republicans ever won the White House without winning Ohio. Donald Trump will be there today meeting with union members in Cleveland. Hillary Clinton will be in Ohio, too, at a Labor Day festival in Cleveland. This is AP Radio News. Congress has some critical issues to deal with as it returns to Washington tomorrow from its summer vacation. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill with this.
Congress will be back after a longer than usual summer break because of the political conventions. But with elections 2 months away, lawmakers won't be here too long. They do have to agree on a stopgap funding bill to keep the government operating past the end of the month. And the issue of funding the fight against the Zika virus remains unresolved. The Senate will vote tomorrow on a funding measure, but Democrats will again block it because of what they call poison pill provisions added by Republicans.
Jerry Bodlander reporting from Capitol Hill. An Amtrak train hit a vehicle on the tracks in South Carolina north of Charleston. No injuries on the train. We don't know yet if anybody in the vehicle was injured. Amtrak says the train was delayed for 3 hours before it continued on its journey north. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.